After recently giving a program on noise-induced hearing loss, surveys showed most people were not concerned prior to the program, while after, most planned to act to prevent noise-induced hearing loss. This is Holly Miner, your Family Consumer Science Nutrition, Food Safety, and Health Agent with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Every day we experience sound in our environment. Normally, these sounds are at safe levels that do not affect our hearing. Sound is measured in decibels. Normal conversation is 60 decibels, but anything over 85 decibels for long periods of time could cause hearing loss. Noise-induced hearing loss can be caused by a one-time exposure to an intense impulse, such as fireworks, or by continuous exposure to loud sounds over an extended period of time, such as a lawnmower, chainsaw, tractor, or power tool. Approximately 15% of Americans between the ages of 20 and 69 have high-frequency hearing loss. Remember, noise-induced hearing loss is painless, progressive, and permanent, but it is also preventable. To protect your hearing, be alert to hazardous noises, block noise by wearing ear protection, protect the ears of children. If you suspect hearing loss, schedule a hearing test with an audiologist. The key is prevention. It is never too late to prevent further loss. This has been Holly Miner with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.